figures, certainly from the Northwest's point of view, are too high. There are 48 homeless adults in the Northwest. And just to give you a little bit of a breakdown of that, most of the people who are homeless adults in the Northwest, 33 of those are men and 15 of those are women. And what we're finding is that particularly young men are most susceptible to becoming homeless. And one of the reasons for this is often when young men leave the nest, go away from college, go away from school, they can often find it very difficult to find accommodation for a couple of reasons. One of those reasons is that often when you're a young man or a young woman, indeed, coming out of home from your family home for the first time, you don't have that previous history of references from previous landlords. And also an important point to make is, as opposed to people in their 30s, 40s or 50s that might have a bit more savings for a rainy day if they were to become homeless, often that is not the case with young people. So what we're finding at Focus Ireland in the Northwest and across the country is that young men in particular of the different backgrounds are finding it very difficult to find the accommodation when they're leaving home for the first time.
Do you think the figures are a fair reflection of the actual situation, or do you think it's better or worse?
Well, these figures from the Department of Housing only count homeless adults who are officially in emergency accommodation. Now, this might be emergency accommodation in bed and breakfast homeless hubs, but there are probably more people than the 48 adults that would suggest to be homeless in the Northwest. For example, there are quite a few hidden homeless. These may be people sleeping on couches, sleeping with friends, people who would not come to the attention of the local authorities or organisations such as Focus Ireland. So in reality, the number of 10,378 homeless from a national perspective is higher. It would also be higher from a local perspective in the Northwest as well.
We think of homelessness perhaps as a urban phenomenon. We see the publicity given to the situation in Dublin, but it is very much a problem in rural areas, Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal.
Absolutely. And you see, what we're finding is as there is more of a demand for jobs in the likes of the cities such as Galway and Dublin and Waterford, people are moving further and further outside of the city. So there are lots of people who might be commuting from Sligo and let's say into Galway or into Donegal or into another part of the west of Ireland. And that is creating more of a demand on the private rental sector. And it does mean that more people are becoming homeless. But what I will say from the Northwest is that it's not all bad news for the Northwest. There has been an improvement in the numbers in the last 12 months of homeless adults. So, for example, if you take the figure in April of 2018, the number of homeless adults were 59. And as I mentioned, they are now 48. So there are some positive. It's not all doom and gloom. It's not all bad. But it's important that organisations such as Focus Ireland and the government and a local government, that we don't become complacent. We, as far as Focus Ireland are concerned, 48 is too many to be homeless in the Northwest. And another interesting figure that which I have come across from the Northwest perspective is the number of homeless families. Now, in April of 2018, the number of homeless families in the Northwest stood at 3. That's now standing at 8. And what we're finding at Focus Ireland is, unfortunately, the number of families and children who are becoming homeless, particularly in the last 3 years, is growing significantly across the country. And that is a real concern. And what we're calling on the government and local authorities as well, who can help, a lot of the newly elected local councils can help with this as well, is that we need more social housing to be built. And there needs to be less of a reliance on emergency accommodation such as hotels, B&Bs and homeless hubs. Ultimately, more social housing, more homes will tackle this problem.